Hey everybody, I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast, and I thank you for helping them today and ministering to them today in a great and in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, four episodes back on the broadcast, we started a series that we're calling To the End. And friend, this has been a very powerful series, and I believe that it is one of the most important principles of faith that you could ever learn as a believer. And I think a failure to apply this principle of believing to the end is one of the big things that's keeping so many from enjoying what God wants them to enjoy in their lives. And so if you've missed any of the teachings in this series, go back to mam.tv, go back to YouTube, Facebook. Make sure you watch and feed on these things, because these things will equip you to stay in faith and see what God promised you come to pass in your life. Praise God. Now let's go over to Matthew 24:13 again. And this has been one of our foundation scriptures in this teaching. Matthew 24:13, Jesus said there, "He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved." The word endure there means to hold fast to one's faith under pressure or in a trial, to hold fast to your faith when you're in pressure or in a trial. Praise God. Now, we said that coming out of faith can cost you your victory in this life. If you come out of the faith, that's the worst thing a person can do. You lose your salvation. But if you come out of faith where your situation is concerned, it will cost you victory in your life. And we have to believe until we see what God promised us come to pass. And so we talked about how there's this pathway that we're calling the way to the end. So God says something to you, He promises something to you, and then you're on this path called on the way to the end. And you have to keep believing until you see what God promised you come to pass. Now, we found in this series that the way to the end is littered with opportunities to be moved. It's littered with peril and pressure. All kinds of things will come at you on the way to the end to try to move you out of faith. And then last time we found out on the broadcast, that is why you have need of patience, the scripture says. Because the only way to not be moved by these things on the way to the end is to have some endurance, some patience. I like to call it some toughness. And if you have some of that, then those things won't move you and you'll get to the end and see what God promised you come to pass. Praise God. Now, on today's broadcast, I want to give you three keys to not being moved out of faith. Three keys to staying in faith unto the end, praise God. And the first one we find in 1 Peter 1, verse 13. It says there, "Gird up the loins of your mind and be sober and hope to the end." I want to read it to you again. "Gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end." The first key to not being moved is gird up. Come on, friend, say it with me. Gird up. Now, what does that mean? Somebody says, "I don't even know what that means." Gird up deals with, if you look this up in the Greek, the loins are girt to prepare for action. I can't stand up right now, so I won't be able to show you this. But in those times, men would wear tunics and it would hang down in between their legs and hang down almost all the way to the ground. It was a piece of cloth that they would wear as a part of their garment, their tunic, and it would hang down between their legs and almost go to the ground. And if a man got ready to do some work or, you know, fight or something like that, he would wrap up his tunic and kind of tuck it in its belt to get it out of the way to prepare himself for action. And so when it's talking about girding up, it's talking about preparing yourself for action. Now listen to what the verse said. It said, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end. Gird up the loins of your mind. The Amplified Bible says, prepare your minds for action. Amplified Classic says, brace up. Complete Jewish Bible says, get your minds ready for work. Now, I know I'm moving quickly here, but the verse said in the King James, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end. And so you're getting the mind ready to hope to the end. That's what the verse is saying. Gird up the loins of your mind. Get your mind ready to go to the end. Now, many, the reason they're moved by adversity is because they're not ready for it when it comes. Many have a false sense of reality about obtaining a promise from God, about seeing something God said to them come to pass. And they assume that they won't encounter any adversity on the way to the end. And so their minds aren't ready for it, because they're assuming, because God said it to me, I'm just going to walk right into it. You know, the children of Israel, this happened to them. God promised them the promised land. But then when they saw the walls and the giants, I mean, it just threw them off. They were upset. They were afraid. They wanted to go back to Egypt. They were crying. They just freaked out, for lack of a better way to say it, all because they saw the walls and the giants. See, they were assuming that we're going to obtain what God promised us without any adversity at all. They thought it was going to come without a fight. They thought it was going to come without adversity. And because that was their assumption, then they weren't ready for the adversity when it came. And so when you get when you go to get something God promised you, you need to gird up the loins of your mind and prepare yourself for action, and assume that you're going to encounter adversity on the way to it. I'm not saying you believe for it. I'm not being negative. I'm just telling you, anytime somebody went to get something in Scripture, there was some adversity on the way to it. And so what that does is it prepares you for it ahead of time. That way, when it comes, it's not going to be some shock to you. Why? Because you're like, yeah, well, yeah, I've thought there'd be some adversity on the way to me obtaining what God promised me. And so because your mind is ready for it, then you'll do with it what you're supposed to do with it when it comes. You won't allow the adversity to break you. 1 Peter 4:12 says, beloved, don't think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. The word strange there means some uncommon or unusual thing has happened to you. What's he saying? He's saying when you're in faith and living the life of faith, when a trial comes, when adversity comes, don't be shocked. Don't act like some strange thing. It's not strange. That's what's supposed to happen on the way to the end, because you have an adversary that wants to keep you out of it. So he's going to try to come against you. He's going to give you thoughts and feelings, and a bad report might show up, and circumstances might show up on the way to the end, and your mind is supposed to be ready for it. And the reason you're ready for it is because you knew it was coming when you started. And so you're not shocked by it when it comes. Girding up the loins of your mind. Gird up the loins of your mind. See, that is something you do pre-adversity. The Amplified Bible said, prepare your minds for action. Prepare. That means it's ahead of time. It's before the adversity comes. And see, friend, if you're not ready for adversity when it comes, it'll be too late to get ready when it comes. And so you need to just be honest about what's going on and acknowledge that if I, when I go get ready to go get something God promised me, I do have an adversary that doesn't want me to have it. And so there might be some pressure and some adversity on the way. Just the acknowledgement of that gets your mind ready for it if it comes on the way. I was listening to a long distance runner talk, an ultra marathoner. Those are over 100-mile races. And one of the guys interviewing was asking him, well, what do you visualize before a run? Do you visualize yourself across the finish line with the trophy in your hand, that kind of thing? And he said, I've done that. The guy, the runner, said, I've done that some. He said, but I visualize myself on mile 38 and my shoestring breaking, or my legs hurting, or some other adversity coming. And what he was telling the guy interviewing him was that I prepare for the adversity ahead of time by knowing that on a 100-mile race, you're going to experience something that's going to try to get you to quit. And friend, this is what it's talking about when it's talking about gird up the loins of your mind. It's talking about don't just assume that you're going to go get what God promised you without any adversity. You need to gird up your minds to hope to the end. Get your mind ready to hope to the end. Why? Because on the way to the end, stuff comes to try to move you. So number one is gird up. Praise God. And then number two, we find right there in that verse, 1 Peter 1:13 says, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober and hope to the end. And so number two is sober up. Say sober up. Come on, friends, say with me, gird up and sober up. Now sober, to be sober, deals with to be calm, to be controlled, to be unmoved by feelings. Sober up. Be calm, be controlled, be unmoved by feelings. See, on the way to the end, when adversity comes, you will be tempted to get overly emotional and then be moved by those emotions out of faith, costing you your victory. It's easy on the way to the end to get emotional when things aren't going the way that you want them to go. Take that ultra marathoner, for instance. I mean, he could get, 38 miles into his ultra marathon and, have bad leg cramps or something like that. And then just get emotional and just say, I don't know why my legs hurt. My legs haven't hurt any of my days in training. He can just get emotional. And if you get too emotional on the way to the end, you're going to quit. Now, be sober doesn't mean you don't have, it's not saying don't have emotions. You're going to have them. On the way to the end, you're going to have some emotions. Be sober means don't be moved by your emotions. Be calm. Be collected. Be unmoved by your feelings. And being sober, friend, this is connected to you making it to the end. A Navy SEAL commander, Roger Herbert, he was the overseer of the training program for the Navy SEALs at one time. And this is a quote he said. He said, when you look at historic mistakes on the battlefield, they are almost always associated with fear and panic. So the capacity to control these impulses is extremely important. And friend, this is true about you and in your walk of faith. That whenever you get are having a lot of emotions, you need to be mindful. Because if you're not careful, you'll make an emotional decision and you'll end up quitting or making a mistake. In 1 Peter 5:8, it says, be sober and be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resists steadfast in the faith. And so that verse again told us to be sober, but I like it because that verse connected being sober to this truth that your enemy wants to devour you. And so you can almost hear it in that verse, be sober, don't get where you're overly emotional and being governed by your emotions because you have an enemy out there that wants to devour you. And if you make decisions based on your emotions, you're going to make a mistake and get devoured. And so to make it to the end, you need to sober up. You need to calm down. Oh, somebody didn't like that. You need to relax, particularly when you're on the way to the end and you get a bad report, or something's not changing, or something doesn't go your way, and you want to start crying and feeling sorry for yourself and this kind of thing. You need to sober up. And this deals with absorbing the blow of adversity and not getting overly emotional and staying in faith instead of being moved out of faith. Whenever you're talking about sober up, you're talking about the ability that I'm able to absorb the blow of adversity and not get up all in my feelings and get emotional, but I'm able to absorb that blow and not get overly emotional and stay in faith and keep going. This is what it's talking about when it's talking about being sober. And, on the way to the end, you're going to experience all kinds of emotions. And if you allow them to, they'll move you out of faith. So you need to be on guard against this. You know, Jairus is one of the, probably one of the best examples I've found in the scripture about not getting overly emotional in a pressured time. We talked about this a few episodes back, but he got a report that when he was with Jesus on the way back to his house to pray for his daughter with Jesus, he got a report that his daughter was dead. And they said, don't trouble the master anymore. And you can imagine the emotions that he must have been feeling at that time. But he didn't get emotional. Even though if he had emotions, he didn't allow himself to be governed by those emotions. And he stayed in faith. And he got his daughter healed. His daughter received her healing. And so you need to gird up, you need to get your mind ready, number one, for adversity, because on the way to the end, it's coming. And then number two, you need to sober up on the way to the end. You can't be emotional and stay in faith and then see what God promised you come to pass. If you're overly emotional and governed by your emotions, you're going to come out of faith. So number one is gird up. Number two is sober up. And then number three is toughen up. Praise God. Say that with me. Gird up, sober up, and toughen up. Now toughen up in that verse in 1 Peter 1:13, he said, gird up the loins of your mind, gird up. Then it said, be sober, sober up. And then he said, and hope to the end. To the end means you got to be tough to make it to the end. And so toughen up is number three. When you're talking about toughen up, you're talking about being strong. How strong you are, how tough you are, deals with how much you can take before you break. When something's tough, when something's strong, it takes more to break it. Have you ever heard of somebody talk about like a tough piece of meat? What are they saying? It takes more to break that meat down and eat it. And when you're talking about being strong, you're talking about being tough, it's talking about how much you can take before you break. And the stronger you are, the tougher you are, the more it's going to take to break you or to get you to give in or give up. Being strong, being tough is key to making it to the end. Now, it's popular nowadays in the church, and it shouldn't be, to talk about us being weak, us being broken. Oh, we're just weak little beings, and we're not strong. We don't have to be strong, but because God is strong. And that is wrong. That is not scriptural. Ephesians 6:10, the Lord said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. That means you need to be strong. Somebody said, yeah, but His strength is made perfect in my weakness. In the weaknesses of your flesh, His strength will make you strong so that you can be strong. And friend, you need to be strong. You need to be tough if you're going to make it to the end. You need to be able to absorb a blow of adversity but not be broken by it. And how much you can absorb and not be broken by it deals with how tough, how strong you are. In Isaiah 41:10, it says, the Lord said this, fear thou not, I'm with you. Be not dismayed, For I am your God, I will strengthen you, yea, I will help you, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, did you see that phrase where it said, I will strengthen you? The Amplified Bible says it like this, I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Praise God. And so when you're talking about being strong, if you look up that word strengthen, you're talking about being hardened or hard or solid, mentally strong, firm, toughness. You're talking about the quality of sustaining the application of force without breaking or yielding. That's what it means to be strong. It means to be tough. It means one little bad report's not going to break me. Huh? One little negative circumstance isn't going to break me. It's not going to cause me to come out of faith. Jairus got a report that his daughter was dead and it didn't break him. It didn't change him. He started in faith. He stayed in faith because he had some toughness about him. He had some strength about him. And friend, 2 Timothy 2:3 tells us that you and I are supposed to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We're supposed to endure hardness, not be broken by it. We're supposed to absorb the blow of adversity and not be broken by it. Hardened to difficulties means they slam against us, but they don't change us. It's toughness. It's being firm. It's being strong. Not easily broken and able to endure hardship. And you have to have this if you're going to make it to the end. Because on the way to the end, there might be a fiery dart or two the devil throws at you. And if you're going to make it to the end, you can't be broken by every little report, every little feeling, every little thought. You got to be tough. You got to be strong. You have to be able to absorb the blow of adversity, but not be broken by it. Praise God. And here's the thing. Proverbs 24:10 says this, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. And so if you do quit before the end, it's not that the pressure was too great, but it's that you were too weak. That's why you gave up. You, me, anybody else. It wasn't because the pressure was so great. It's because you weren't tough enough. You weren't strong enough to endure it. And so in Isaiah 50, I like this. In Isaiah 50, verse 6, this is a prophetic word about Jesus. And it says there, I have given my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from the shame and spitting, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I shall not be confounded. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. That word flint is dealing with I've set my face like a rock, or hardness is what that deals with. And see, in difficulties, what did the master do? He set his face like a flint. And in difficulties, you have to harden up. Praise God. You hear me, friend? You got to set your jaw. And you got to say, I'm not going to allow this pressure to change me. Is this what Jesus did? Is this what this verse is telling? I set my face like a flint. I set it like a rock. Is he not our example? Friend, this is what you got to do in a time of adversity. You got to harden yourself. How did I say that? In difficulties, you got to harden up and set your jaw and say, I'm not changing. I'm not letting go. I won't let this adversity move me. I'm going to the end. Praise God. And here's what's supposed to happen. There's supposed to be a supply of strength coming from God to the believer that makes the believer unbreakable. Supposed to be a supply of strength coming from God to the believer that makes the believer unbreakable and hardened to difficulties. It's not just you being strong in your own strength. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Isaiah 41, where the Lord said, I will strengthen you. That's a flow of strength coming from God to you that makes you hardened to difficulties and unbreakable in adversity, and it's available. Believers aren't supposed to be soft. In fact, in Isaiah 7, God's people got a report about some enemies that had allied together and were coming against them. And listen to what the Lord said in verse 4. He said, take heed and be quiet. Now be quiet, that's that part of don't be overly emotional. Calm yourself. Take heed and be quiet. That's the sober up. Sober up. And then he said, fear not, neither be faint-hearted. Faint-hearted means don't be soft. Don't be tender. Don't be weak. What do you do in adversity? You need to set your jaw. You need to harden up. You need to toughen up. There's supposed to be a strength coming from God to you that causes, that enables you to absorb the blow of adversity and not be broken by it. Toughen up. Stop being so weak. Stop being so easily moved. When adversity comes, you say, I'm strong in the Lord. In the power of His might, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's being tough. And friend, if you don't want to be moved out of faith, if you want to stay in faith and make it to the end, you need to gird up. Get your mind ready. Adversity's coming. Number two, you need to sober up. Don't get overly emotional. Don't be too emotional. Let your emotions move you. And then number three, you need to toughen up. Set your jaw, harden up, and make the decision by the grace of God, by the strength of God, I'm not changing, I'm not moving, I'm going to the end. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank You for helping us to gird up, to sober up, and to toughen up so that we can make it to the end. And Lord, I pray over every person watching the broadcast, and I thank You for a grace flow from You, a strength flow from You flowing to them right now, strengthening them and hardening them to difficulties, enabling them to make it to the end. And I do thank You for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching this series and all these broadcasts where we've been talking about to the end. Hey, I'm believing God with you. That maybe if you let go of some stuff that you should have held on to and you came out of faith in some situations in your life where you should have stuck with it and stayed with it, I'm believing with you that you're going to pick those things back up, and this time you're not drawing back, but you're going to go to the end, and you are going to see some of the greatest things in your life that God has ever done for you when you stick with it and stay with it. Praise God. I'm talking about miracles, breakthroughs, and great victories in your life. But hey, they're at the end, so you got to go to the end. Praise God. Now, don't forget to join us next time for an all-new teaching on the Faithful Live broadcast. It's going to be good. I'll see you then. Hey, we got a free offer going on right now at the ministry. I'd like to send you a free copy of my book, Victory in Troubled Times. In this book, I give you 5 keys from the Word of God that will help you overcome any challenge that you face in life. Friend, this is a powerful book. It's a powerful tool, and I want to get it into your hands. And so if you'll just email the ministry, info@mam.tv, give us your name and mailing address, we will ship this book out to you at no charge. And right now, we're going to throw in a copy of our mini book, Faith Declarations. In this book, you will find declarations of faith for almost any area of your life. These things are so powerful to speak over your life daily, and this will also be a tremendous blessing to you. And so, hey, I want to get both of these into your hands at no charge. All you got to do is email the ministry, info@mam.tv, give us your name and mailing address, and we will send them out to you. And they will be a blessing in your life. Praise the Lord.